Hey there, Patriots. It's Lori. I'm calling in right now to do a live show unannounced because I wanted to explain some things before I put it up there so there's not a lot of questions or confusion. I'm going to be posting a video updated from the last one. The first one was to kind of get out the idea, try to refine it. And, you know, this is not my wheelhouse. I just, you know, use the tools that I have, try to convey, you know, what I think is going on or what needs to happen. And not that I know everything, but I feel like I'm kind of tuned in. Anyway, on the first page of the video that's going to be live in about 5 seconds, and I'm trying to convey all the different skills that go into making a town work and what is involved with that, and to excite people about it because, you know, we're making it like a network, but it's also a network of really people with all different levels of skills and incomes and all different backgrounds and races and religion. You know, there's even people that are not religious and, you know, maybe you would call atheists. So, you know, we're trying to do what we're supposed to do, which is to teach and preach and heal and help people. But obviously, you know, you're not going to be making anyone listen to what you have to say if you have, you know, you don't have anything going on that they're interested in. Right now, I believe there's going to be, as I said years ago, an explosion of music and videos and lyrics and film and all that. And it's happened and it's happening. And Angel Studio is an example of that. There's other studios as well, but the one I'm mentioning is Angel is because that's who was behind the release of Sound of Freedom, that talks about Tim Ballard and Our Rescue. R is O-U-R, Operation Underground Railroad Rescue. And, you know, Tim Ballard wasn't expecting to do what he did with his life, rescuing kids and going all over the world. And, you know, not all of them are kids, but that's how his life worked out. Some of us have had lives that worked out exactly as we planned. And, you know, that's great. But a lot of people haven't. People have gotten off track. They've gotten on drugs. They went to prison. They had setbacks. They had divorce, depression, mental illness. I mean, there's so many people that are hurting. So the first page of the video, the first scene, is showing a town that's bustling and busy and people are doing their thing. There's a fireman putting out the fire. There's a little bulldog up in the window that needs to be rescued. The lady that's with the umbrella who's walking with white hair, that's my twin. She's a very upright person, and she has let her hair go natural. I haven't. I'm one in the overalls and the, you know, next to the paint easel. And then the X inside the box. When I was young and I was trying to get back out into the workforce, someone told me that I was wasn't possible because I wanted to be at home with my kids after school. So she said, well, putting you into a job is like trying to put a square peg into a round hole. And it also was indicative of voting. You know, we have to get out and we have to vote. That's why that's in there. And then there's representation of John Schneider's car from Dukes of Hazzard. There's a car that I think looks like Tucker, in the movie Tucker, the part that he was working on, the Tucker. And I think the guy looks a little bit like Jeff Bridges. He's a key part of this. My daughter actually met his brother at an event at her college that she was helping at. So there's a lot to this, but one of the offspring of well, that's another story about, it's about horses, but that also is part of this story, as is the Dutch windmill, and also the sea captain on the Liberty ship represents Dick Van Dyke, who's 97, and he's a good man, and he stood up for kids on the set of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang that he thought were being pushed too hard, I guess, is what happened. I don't know who was doing it, but he didn't like it, and he spoke up. And I admire him for that, for a lot of other reasons. The train station is kind of odd-looking because I was trying to make it be pretty, but you also just have to indicate, you know, the train, and so you get involved with perspective and, you know, how can you have a road next to a train station and where would that go from? And, you know, so it's, you know, it's difficult to convey a lot of concepts with pictures. But I told you before, the reel is supposed to be a film reel, but it could also be a Ferris wheel. I used the brown wood that the ambulance is sitting on to represent the boardwalk. When I was young, we went to the boardwalk a lot. And as you know, President Trump had a casino in Atlantic City, and I've been there many times as a girl. All right, so what else am I trying to convey? I'm showing you, there's a place that it's been here for 20 years and I never knew about it. This is a part of this whole monumental undertaking that I'm doing my best at, but I'm pretty, you know, I'm pretty worn out. So I'm trying to get this out and so that you can listen to it and figure out for yourself. Terry Farms is not only growing food, but they also are helping disabled people and giving jobs, and they're good paying jobs. So if you are thinking about a new job or a new life, that might be something to look into. They also have an events place. I saw years ago, I thought I was supposed to be doing it at my place, at my farm. It didn't work out that way. While I was busy, you know, spinning my wheels, other people were doing this stuff or already had been doing it, and I just wasn't aware of it. So Terry Farms is a really happening place, and it's Common Grounds is the cafe and events place. That's going to be like a hub. That's going to be where people go to get to sign up to do volunteer work. I think that's correct what I'm saying. If I'm wrong, then forgive me. But that's a real key component, because I believe, I'm not sure, but I think the scouting programs are involved with trying to help the people with disabilities. And then in case you forgot, Tunnels to Towers also helps people who have been injured or need their places redone for being disabled or being in a wheelchair. That gets a lot of support. Now, there's so many, it's kind of hard to, you know, pick and choose who you want to help. I'm trying to just draw attention to the ones that I think are making a difference. Heartbeat Classics, those are good guys. I've met some of them. I think a lot of them might be involved with firefighting. I think a lot of them might be Lions, which I believe a lot of Lions are actually Masons, or their parents were Masons. And I might be wrong about this, but this is, you know, what I think is going on. I woke up this morning, I saw the number 7, and I saw some other stuff, but the reason I'm doing this is because I realized, okay, the substance is set up, we're ready to go, it's about getting the people out there. Wine Country Gift Baskets, that's affiliated with Paul Newman, who was, I believe, I might be wrong about that, but Houdini, who played a lot of different Cool Hand Luke, and he was in so many movies, Butch Cassidy, Sundance Kid. Anyway, Paul Newman was a big philanthropist and started the Food Line, where charity of the profits go to charity. And Wine Country gift baskets have beautiful gift baskets, and they have a special on a Houdini gift basket right now. And I think we're going to see a magic trick in October and be in time for Halloween. And it's called the Houdini Special Reserve California Port Collection, and it's on sale right now on special for $125, and they have free shipping as well. And it's normally $195, so it's a savings of 36%. And the more we help the established local businesses, the more they can stay in business, but also hire people, and also help other businesses as well, like tourism. So that's the Houdini Special Reserve California Port Collection that's on special. It's item number 768. All right, so moving on to what this video is about. Some of you might not know it, but Trent Talbot is the founder of Brave Books. He's come up with really great stories and interesting, beautiful characters. And I particularly like the animals, but I think that they're going to be making other books with, kids, like Nancy Drew series, that kind of thing was. And he's a good man, but he's also has a lot of books from famous, semi-famous people, and Kirk Cameron is one of them. And Kirk is a key part of this, and he's a good man, and he has a campfire get together where he just, people just talk and are civil and they exchange their ideas and talk about things. The people that are on the left, it's because they've been programmed. The people that are on the far right are also programmed. They have to come in the middle. And that's why I mentioned Common Grounds Cafe, because we have to find common ground because we have to live together and we don't want to be enemies. We don't want to have a civil war. All right. So then moving on, I'm trying to get people to get involved with doesn't have to be the Rawhide Ranch. It could be whatever is happening in your area. There's also Whispering Ponies Ranch, which helps disabled children. There's also, so many different programs that are out there. But the reason I want you to get involved with the Rawhide Ranch is because they're going to have a big Christmas party December 8th through the 10th, and I think it would be nice if the place was spruced up before the Christmas party because, it's a situation where you have people there, campers and people around all the time, so it's kind of hard to do, major things because the property is being used all the time. They have camps and after-school programs and things year-round. So I'm calling on all the people out there who are interested in helping Rawhide Ranch, which has been here in near Rainbow, Bonsall, California, since the early 1960s. They could use some extra help. And if you want to get involved, please either call me or send your info over on the LoriBella.com website, and I'll get it to them. Because we're gonna be trying to do nobody tells me anything, but this is what I think's happening, like a community project, and it's gonna be a painting project, and paint the town itself, the village where the arena is, and have a lot of different outdoor buildings, could use some paint and sprucing up. So I think it'd be a great project for scouts or for community volunteer. And I've put some examples of the color paint combinations that were in the platform that I used and told you about. I've also put in there some ideas for camps. I mean, obviously everyone has their own ideas about things. I think I'm on the right track. Putting it out there because it's time for talking is done. Now it's time for doing. And I'm going to be gone for a long time because I'm going to be working on some other things, my other efforts. I thought about the Camp Rough Riders because that was a Roy Rogers movie. And it's also about teaching skills and things that, you know, cowboys and pioneers used to know. So it's, you know, not rough like as in, you know, roughhousing. It's rough as in knowing how to ride rough and how to live and make a campfire and, you know, prepare a fish for dinner and, you know, all the stuff that goes into outdoor living. And as you may know or not know, Glenn Beck has American Giant basically come out with a line of outdoors clothes and like ranch and outdoor activity items and gear. So check that out, American Giant. I think it's American-Giant.com. I've put in some pictures of people doing different jobs. Mike Rowe works. .org. He has a foundation. He's very successful. He's very connected in Hollywood. And he also gets a lot of donations because he finds work and things for people who maybe don't have a college degree, but they, you know, have special skills. And so I'm hoping that he gets involved with this. I think he is involved with it, but, you know, as I said, nobody tells me anything. But I'm doing this because I think the more people that are aware, the more chance we get to achieve the goal, which is to make life beautiful and to help one another. All right, on that American Giant, I don't know whether Glenn Beck will look at this, but I put a hammer at the bottom of the T because it looks like a tunnel, and the tunnel is part of it. He's involved with Tim Ballard of Our Rescue, which the movie Sound of Freedom was based on. And, you know, a hammer signifies work to be done, outdoor work and all that, but also the railroads and improvement. But, you know, I don't know whether he'll like it or not. He didn't ask me to do that. I just do these things because I think, oh, yeah, that makes sense. All right, so then going on further, Active Valor, I haven't talked about them very much. They're an organization of basically military, but I think a lot of them are special forces. And it's another weird story, but these are people who are literally the guardians of our country. They're the ones that are keeping an eye on things, on people's bank accounts, not bank accounts, but on our banking systems, on who's coming in and who's, you know, on the no-fly list that comes in, you know, like what happened under Obama's watch, a whole other story. And, you know, they're our guardians. So I thought that would be a good name for the club, but obviously it's also about teaching honor and integrity and honesty and decency and morals and ethics and helping one another. You know, it's all kinds of things that go into making a person be a person that you want to know and that you could trust and you want to have as a mentor. So that's the other thing they are looking for. I say we, not really we, but they're looking for people who can train others. And I think I told this story a long time ago, but I have a friend who did construction work, and he was the leader of a construction team. And there was a guy that was basically a homeless person. He was like a bum. And he kept every day giving the guy like a task to do and say, hey, can you do this? And, you know, I'll give you a little extra, and then you can go get lunch or things like that. Anyway, and the more responsibility, the more trust that my friend gave this fella, the more that the homeless person started to feel better about himself and not so hopeless, and he actually started dressing better, and he actually started finding a place to go take a shower, and he started you know, coming to the site and trying to learn other skills. And he basically, just by being decent to the man, helped him to turn a new leaf. And that's why the name of the cafe on the front page is New Leaf. It's not just a leaf of a book or a leaf of paper for writing or a leaf for meaning growing things. It's also a leaf of turning over a new leaf. And there's so many people that are involved with this that are good people, and they are turning over a new leaf. So we've got to support them, and not to say, well, you know, I see here that you used to, you know, you went to prison for 2 years. You know, we have to be like President Trump was and give people a pardon who have served their time, or, you know, were wrongly accused or whatever is going on. As you know, Chimene Nugent has a great magazine called Wildly Well. She's giving her info and tips out for free. She's a good woman, and so I am featuring her. And as a joke, I made a video that shows me how I would look if I was skinny. So that's at the end of the video. And let's see. Think about, you know, pet services and pet products and all the things that go into making everything tick and run. And it's so involved, and it's so fantastic. But as you can see by the purple logo that says, be bold, be brave, be free, be kind, be in circle, and it says help loving hearts and helping hands need it. Celebration Depot was my original website that my son created for me when he was young. And that gives you some ideas. There's a lot of other places to go shopping at, so I'm not saying you have to shop there. But what I am trying to focus on now in this next part of my life is healing and spiritual gifts, and I think I can help in that regard. So I put on that logo, Heart and Soul Essentials, Inspired Gifts That Do Good. But there's another logo that says Inspired In Circle, people who do great good. Good people do great good. I also put in there that they have, when you see the logos that have the Made in America, you know, that's the focus. We're trying to get things made back in America, not be farming everything out. And I just put that in there. I put it in the shape of a P for my last name, from Laurie Parrish. But it's when it has the circles or the crowns, I mean, it's you have to pay to use those different things. But I want you to see how many cool things are in there so you can think about your own products and packaging. And then I wanted to go back to there's a new development being built called the Havens. And obviously, they start like in the 900,000. So it's a very beautiful location, very beautiful homes. But, you know, there are, if you're thinking about getting out of where you are, especially if you're in LA, which I would get out of there if I were you, it might be a good place for you to go to invest in down here. Not to get out of there if I were you, because those cities are gone. San Francisco is a ghost town now. People, all the businesses pulled out because they didn't want to get robbed by Obama's supporters. And I'm sorry if you don't like hearing that, but that's the truth. They gin up radicals and violent people, and then they pretend that it's just, you know, some little tiny, you know, 0.22% of the population that are Nazis. The Democrat Party has been hijacked. It's jihadists and radicals and scum of the earth and drug addicts and perverts. That's who the Democrat Party is now. And I don't care if you don't like hearing that. That's the truth. So San Francisco is gone and LA is gone. It's not going to get better. They're not going to get rid of their mafia bosses and people that they have in high power there. So if you want to enjoy the next part of your life, you got to either go to the country, or you got to come down to San Diego, or get out of California. And the Governor Newsom is talking about getting rid of the Prop 13, which puts a ceiling on the property taxes. So a lot of people are going to be getting out of California if that radical stays in power or someone like him. So I'm just telling you about the havens because I think it might be a haven. And then at the end, I have some romantic pictures that I found in the platform I use, the Canva, because I think that's the other thing. We need to have more socials, and that's one of the reasons why I advocate all these different events that are going on around the country. And like TPUSA, which Charlie Kirk runs, which is, he's in Arizona, but they go all over the place too. Because part of it is the social aspect of it, not only networking, but also, young people meeting young people. Our population is not growing, and they've just imported a lot of people from other countries who are going to be burdens on society, to put it that way. They're not going to be working. They're going to be getting money given to them, just like Biden is giving money to Ukraine. That's our tax dollars. It's not his money. And they're not worried about, if young people can't afford to buy a house, or there's not any decent jobs, or these well-paying jobs. They're not worried about that. They're worried about their pals and their little mafia thing that got going. So we're going to have to go John Galt. We're going to have to go off radar and just do our own thing. And I say we, I mean anybody who's an informed American. All right, people. There's more, but I'm going to have to get off. Be bold, be brave, and we'll all be free. And God bless America so we can bless the world. And let's roll. Get over to Rawhide Ranch and help if you are able to. And they have their event December 8th through the 10th. Look at my Twitter, Lori Ann Company _ Mark and team, encircle us team. If you want to see what's going on.